No joke. Maybe the biggest week of the entire year is starting this Monday.
Whoa. What's that? What week? Well,
I know what Alexis is thinking here, and no, it's not crop top and ripped shorts week.
Then why are you saying it's the biggest week of the year?
Because that's every week for her.
Yeah, we're going to do that one in mid-December coming up.
Yeah, it makes sense with the weather. Yeah. Good.
Just let me know so I can do spray tan.
But no, next week is Brooke and Jeffrey's big Halloween bonanza week.
Oh, yay!
Calling it a bonanza, huh?
You have to. When it gets that big. So if you're a listener and you're like, what the heck does that mean?
Yeah.
We're going to go over the menu real quick. Like, what can you expect? On Monday, we're hoping to have a Halloween-themed loser line.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
So we're going to check our voicemail for people who maybe got the loser line at a Halloween party or some sort of Halloween event.
Oh, yeah.
Like creeps, but like kind of on purpose.
Yeah. Also, we send Jose and Alexis into the city to do what you're doing at the haunted house.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that.
There's some really funny audio with that. And then as the week goes on, we're going to have a special Halloween-themed Awkward Tuesday. We'll have Halloween-themed second date updates and phone taps,
nice,
along with some very spooky, somewhat disturbing mass speakers.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Can it always be Halloween?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the cherry on top, my Halloween-themed Song of the Week on Friday.
Yes.
I should probably start thinking about what I'm going to sing.
I suggest sing about Halloween.
Well, do you know what you're going to wear? Like, we have to have all of our costumes ready, too.
Yeah, I don't know any of that stuff.
Okay,
I'm probably just going to put everything off to the last second like I normally do.
Okay.
Nice.
But again, good sell, Jeffrey. I'm
Halloween
glad everybody's
week,
looking forward to it.
It starts on Monday.
Get
now,
here for the bonanza.
Let's begin today's show with the Halloween-themed shot collar question of the day.
Oh, start early.
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get it wrong, your punishment's to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Jose Anita Booby Bolaños.
All right. Jose's going to put on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shot caller question of the day.
If you're looking to set the perfect mood for your upcoming Halloween party, the best way to do that is to make sure your music selection is sharper than the silverware drawer at the Voorhees household.
That was good.
Yeah,
it was.
Jason from the Friday the 13th.
You know. I loved it.
Anyway, a study was recently done that analyzed spooky Spotify playlist titles, and they found the top four most played songs at Halloween shindigs. I'll tell you right off the bat, number one was the 1962 hit "The Monster Mash" by Bobby Pickett.
Exactly. I was just thinking that probably because we were listening to it.
Yeah.
I need you to tell me the rest of the list in no particular order. And today, our own Brooke Fox will be mummified for the first part of the question. That's right.
No.
It's gift of gag Halloween style.
She
cannot answer anything or help until I reset the question.
I'm sure.
Mummify Brooke.
What is Jeff doing?
We're wrapping her in toilet paper.
It's not working.
I do dance moves to indicate song?
You're mummified, Brooke. You're mummified.
No dance hinting.
You look great. You should be a mummy for Halloween.
Jose, I need the rest of the top four from you.
Okay.
I don't know what those hand motions.
I think what Brooke might be doing is Thriller.
Oh.
Just a really bad dance version of it over there.
Okay.
Brooke has been throwing her hands up left and right, and then like the Thriller dance.
Yeah, I thought she was having some sort of like stroke or something over there.
I thought she was tap dancing.
Yeah.
But I do think that could be on there.
No,
this is
really
interesting because there's not a lot of Halloween songs in mainstream music anymore.
No.
That's why we have to think of some classics.
Mm-hmm.
So Thriller, Monster Mash.
Somebody's Watching Me is a really popular Halloween song.
Oh, yeah. Even I know that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By Rockwell. I like that. I'm putting that down.
I know back when I was in my fraternity and we would host a lot of Halloween-themed parties, I was in charge of the music.
What?
And I do remember grinding on a girl to the Addams Family theme song.
Ooh,
one time.
Oh, yeah. And when everyone snapped, you popped.
Yeah.
Pop, that, pop. Da-na-na-na.
Yeah.
Thrust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really hot.
That sounds like the worst frat party ever.
That is a pretty iconic song.
Maybe, though. Yeah, just the Addams Family theme song. It is
just
spooky.
Classic.
Everyone knows, a lot of people know the words.
Let's get the question one more time.
A study was done recently that analyzed hundreds of Spotify playlists to find the most played songs around Halloween. And I told you number one was the Graveyard Smash by Bobby Pickett, the Monster Mash. Since Brooke looks like a zombie, I'll bring her back from the dead. Brooke, you can help now.
All right!
Jose, I asked you to name the rest of the top four, and you'll never believe what I found bobbing for apples. It's a golden guess.
Yay.
Tell me one song you think is on the list, and I'll tell you the answer behind the creaky door.
Oh my God.
That is so scary.
Oh my god, that's a very freaky old wooden door. How'd you get that in the studio?
Don't oil it at all.
All right, what do you think, Jose?
I want to guess, is Adam's Family theme song on the list?
The Adam's Family theme song is not on the list.
Okay, okay, listen.
What are you even holding?
I got right. Ghostbusters, okay? Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters is really good, Brooke. That's what
obviously on there, okay? Also,
that's totally right.
Also, adding to that list, Love Potion number 9. That was a big one.
For Halloween?
When,
yes,
like
Love Potion number 9. Yes. Same with Monster Bash. That was also the 60s.
Oh, what's the one they play in Hocus Pocus when they're all singing at the like the scene with the parents are all getting sung to?
Oh, Aaron Carter, I Want Candy.
That's Halloween theme.
Oh, you know
it's
what I just
not,
thought
but
of?
That is one.
The song in that one movie, This Is Halloween.
That's Nightmare Halloween. Before Christmas that Jeffrey keeps saying is a Christmas movie.
There's a debate.
I think it's both. I think it's October to December.
I agree with you. I think it can fly. But have you guys ever heard
this
that at a party?
This is Halloween. No, but I've heard Love Potion number 9.
Oh, and this also came to mind for a party song.
Okay.
From the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
The Time Warp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, so.
You know.
Let's do the time warp again.
Make a jump to the left.
Yeah.
Theater kids.
I don't know that one. I don't know what that was.
All right, I think we're ready, Jake.
Yep.
Okay, we're going with Monster Mash, Thriller.
Yes.
Solid.
Somebody's Watching Me, and Ghostbusters.
I asked you to name the top four most played spooky songs according to a new study that analyzed hundreds of Halloween Spotify playlists. And those terrifying tunes are, number one, I gave it to you, the Monster Mash. Great work, Jose.
I'm smart.
Number two, you got hints from Brooke's dance moves, Thriller by Michael
Jackson. Yes, thank you, Brooke.
You're welcome.
Number three on the list was the Ghostbusters theme by Ray Parker Jr.
Brooke totally saved us.
And number four.
Come on.
A huge hit. Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell is not on the list. It was actually This Is Halloween by the Citizens of Halloween.
Oh, is that the song?
Yeah.
Somebody's Watching Me, number 6.
So it was This Is Halloween. Close.
Well, since you didn't get all of them right, Jose, you're going to get shocked. Somebody want to hear the song Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
There is superstition that is on the wall. There is superstition.
What was that?
It was Stevie Wonder.
It was
Stevie Wonder's dead cousin singing that one.
Third cousin, maybe.
That was your shot caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Reminder to all the listeners, Halloween week starts this Monday.
Yay! I love this week on our show.
We've got all Halloween-themed second date updates and phone taps, mass speakers, and much, much more. You're not going to want to miss any of it. And speaking of someone who's going to be here on time for it, our own Jose Bolaños.
Hey!
Are you sure about
that? Are you putting a spell on him? Is that how you're going to make that on-time thing happen?
We have been trying to help him get into work on time lately. Which is why recently Jose bought himself a brand new alarm clock that he named Clocky.
Yes.
It's got little wheels on it, and the idea is when the alarm goes off in the morning, it makes noise and it can actually drive around the bedroom, so Jose would physically have to get up to turn it off.
It's unfortunately the best solution.
You had it in the box for like days and days. Have you taken it out?
Jose tried it for the first time the other night.
Nice.
And I've actually seen the video for it.
There's a video?
There is a video.
The funniest part of it for me is that Jose doesn't know how to turn it off.
Yeah,
when it's buzzing,
Jose.
There's literally only two buttons on it, and it still takes him at least like 40 seconds to figure out which button turns it off.
There's a giant snooze button at the top that says snooze, but it tricks you because it doesn't snooze.
Oh my god,
you're not supposed to hit snooze though, you're supposed to get up.
That's the point, it's trying to teach you like this button doesn't work.
Did it work, Jose?
I thought it was going to shoot out because it's got wheels, so I thought it was going to shoot, so I even gave it like a little... half.
Wait,
like,
you put
okay,
it on your bed?
You put it on your nightstand, like next to your
and
charger,
it takes off.
And like any clock would be, and then it just takes off.
Mm.
This thing took like a direct 90-degree left turn and got stuck in between the nightstand and my bed.
It got wedged right next to his bed, so he didn't really have to get up.
Okay, so
I was still wide awake, and I couldn't figure out how to turn it off.
So that's why you
got
up.
So I was just mad.
So we're just he's going to have to switch his alarm clock every week so he never knows how to turn it off.
Yeah. Switch the button.
Again, that video is up on our Instagram, our Facebook, and our social media, at Brooke and Jeffrey. You can go check it out. Leave a comment. Slide into Clocky's DMs.
Oh, yeah. Clocky got his own account now?
He does.
Okay. He might have to.
And he is a frisky little clock, let me tell you. The laser story is coming up next. It's the radio segment that can't wait to celebrate Full Shave December.
Oh, what?
Eyebrows, too.
Oh, okay. No, don't do that.
He wants his head to look like an avocado pit this winter. It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other candle eaters just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Michigan. Earlier this month, a woman was watching TV in her living room when a burglar suddenly walked in.
Terrifying.
She screamed.
Yeah.
And her husband chased the guy off and called 911.
Cool.
Police got there quick and were hot on the guy's trail when he ran off into the woods.
Uh-oh.
So they went and searched for a bit, but because it was so dark out, he actually got away.
Whoa. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh my gosh. He's on the loose.
He even brought in a canine unit, but still couldn't find him.
Huh.
It turns out they didn't need to. Because the burglar ended up getting lost in the woods and had to call police to come and save him.
Oh, he was scared.
Oh, man.
Through GPS locators, they figured out where he was.
Oh,
and
no.
The crook flagged them down when he saw them coming. He's facing charges for breaking and entering and resisting arrest.
It's like I was surviving on my own urine and berries for 4 hours.
Wait, he resisted arrest even though he called them?
Resisting not the second time, just the first time.
Okay. He's like, okay. They come back, all right,
good
we're here.
Good question.
He's like, okay, now get
now
me.
Leave.
He solicited arrest on the second time.
Got it.
This next laser story is out of Florida.
Ooh, it'll be good.
If you're stealing from a Waffle House, you're probably after one of two things. Either the cash register or beige food.
Mm. Very true. A lot of brown food.
Yeah, I'll go with beige food.
But that wasn't the case with this guy. 28-year-old man named Edward Rodriguez walked into a Waffle House recently with his dog, and he announced to all the wait staff and customers that he was there to rob the place.
Oh, my God!
Okay, well.
He shouted, quote, "Get on the ground. Y'all are getting robbed.
You got some big testicles to pull this off, bro."
Okay. Oh.
So everyone complied.
Yeah.
Edward didn't appear to have a weapon. Instead, he raised his hands high in the air with his fingers out in the shape of a gun.
No.
Winner.
Pew, pew.
You're supposed to leave it in your pocket so it looks like a gun.
I mean,
he
or not.
It out. Okay. Yeah. Air pistols.
And then the robbery continued. But it wasn't what witnesses were expecting.
Oh, was it?
Because Edward just grabbed some napkins, walked out, got into his vehicle, and drove away.
God. Do you even call the cops after that? Like,
no.
I wouldn't.
Well, somebody did. They called 911, and shortly afterwards, they found Edward, and he admitted he'd been at the Waffle House just to steal some napkins.
Air guns in the air.
When authorities told him it wasn't a crime to take napkins, but it was a crime to scare everyone into thinking they were being robbed.
Yes,
yeah, you can't do that.
That's the crime.
Edward just said, quote, "Oh, my bad. I was high and drunk, so that's probably why that happened."
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Do you want to take my weapons?
Edward was then charged with unarmed robbery, which I didn't even know was a charge.
Me neither.
This next laser story is out of the fine, fine world of fine art.
Ooh, I like it here.
It's no secret that social media platforms struggle with blocking nudity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like they miss all the stuff that they intend on catching and then flag all the posts that aren't even pornographic.
Right. Duh. That works out.
But
internet's fun.
Also the issue of nudes in the world of fine art and whether they should also be censored.
Why would you censor them?
Picture.
It's paintings. I mean, like, literally, you would have to censor the entire Renaissance period.
Yeah, everyone was naked.
Well, exactly. That's why a group of museums in Vienna, Austria is fed up with being flagged on Instagram and TikTok.
I bet.
And so they did something drastic. For all their century-old nude paintings, they just created an OnlyFans account.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Dude, it's a genius way to get people interested in art.
Oh, my gosh.
A spokesperson for the city's museum said, quote, Vienna and its art institutions are among the casualties of this new wave of prudishness.
Mm.
And that's why we decided to put the capital's world-famous explicit artworks on OnlyFans, and people are loving it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sign me up for Michelangelo.
Many of the nude pieces have already generated quite a following, and even one museum's getting creative with the whole thing by seeking donations in exchange for fine art foot pics.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Meaning they'll Photoshop some wet socks onto a nude print if you donate $100 or more.
That's awesome. I love it.
This next laser story is out of Strange Central. No one out there wants people to think that they're creepy.
Are you guys down to do any shrooms?
There's pretty much no upside to having that label.
No.
So a new study out of Knox College in Illinois asked 1,300 people to name the creepiest things we all do in social situations.
Okay.
Here's the top five. Number five, asking personal details about someone's family that you don't even really know.
Yeah. Hometown.
I would agree with that.
Number four is asking a complete stranger to take a photo of them.
Oh, I don't think that's
why
weird.
Why is that weird?
What?
Like,
yeah.
That's what people do all the time at, like, tourist sites and just stuff. Like, sometimes yeah. I even offer.
What?
When I see people take it. Like, I was at the pumpkin patch, and there was this mom, like, taking a yeah. selfie. I'm like, oh, I can take that for you?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No. Take a picture of someone. Like, hey, hey, can I,
okay, that's
can I
scary.
Photograph you right now?
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
The sunset's so nice.
Got
okay. I didn't understand.
I'm like, I love that.
Okay, that
people.
Is weird.
Number three is constantly steering the conversation towards sexual stuff.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Number that's me. I think
yeah,
I do that.
It's you.
I think we all do that.
Yeah.
Number two is touching people too much.
Yeah. I don't do that.
God,
all.
I've had a couple dentists. Really creepy, what? Dude.
Whoa.
Yeah, oh. Two different dentists. They wouldn't stop. Like, they just touch your arm when they talk to you. They touch. It creeps.
Everything but your mouth.
Yeah. I don't know. Yes. I'm like, what are you doing?
They can
yo?
Be elbow deep in Brooke's mouth, and she's cool. But like a little bit of a fingernail on her.
It's
on her
weird,
chin.
Man.
It's like,
that's where
don't
you
touch
line.
Me.
And the number one creepiest thing someone can do, according to this new survey, is watching someone for a while before you interact with them.
Okay.
Yeah, there's songs about those creeps.
Yeah.
A few things that finish just outside the top five are standing too close to people, never looking them in the eye, and also having greasy hair.
What?
Yeah,
so
greasy
random.
Hair is sketchy.
Yeah, it is.
Very
you need
true.
To use dry shampoo. Okay.
I do. Why are you looking at me like
I'm
that?
Just saying.
I shower.
100% guaranteed. No creep factor with this guy.
Oh, sure. Yeah, he's great.
He will never look you directly in the eyes. And you'll just never see him sneak up behind you either. That's how it means the Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Let's play Two Truths and a Lie.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
What do you got?
Here's your options. I fostered 10 kittens in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can fit 19 marshmallows in my mouth at once.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or I can fit 19 mellow guys named Marsh inside
what?
My home address book.
Okay, I'm going lie, truth.
I already forgot, so I agree with
truth Brooke. Is the 19 marshmallows in your mouth.
As you can see, it's hard to tell. Hard to tell when somebody's not being truthful with you.
Yeah.
Like one boss who's going viral today because of the lie that he told his employees and he just got caught for
no.
it.
Oh.
Now it's going viral. You're going to want to hear this story. We'll tell you coming up at 7:10. Everybody in this room trusts management at this company, right?
Yeah, always. Yeah, 100%.
Not I'm answering like, that.
Oh, really?
I don't even know then.
I'm being very sarcastic.
Okay, is producer Boyd the only one at this point now?
Yeah, he should trust them a lot.
I'm not answering that either.
Okay. Are you getting in trouble for this?
No, I'm just saying, trust is a huge thing you have to have with your superiors.
Mm.
And something one boss did is going viral today because of just how crazy and conniving it was.
Whoa.
It was shared online by one of his employees named Granite. And this all started in the middle of the pandemic when one day Granite's boss just didn't show up.
Like, just vacation didn't
day.
Show up, huh?
This is at a pretty terrible time because they were gearing up for the company's biggest project of the year.
Oh man.
And the boss wasn't joining the morning Zoom meetings. He wasn't responding to emails. None of the employees knew what was going on.
I'd be worried, honestly.
And they just did their best to get things done without him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this went on for a full week.
Wow.
After 10 days of complete silence, they finally reached out to corporate and asked them, like, what's going on?
Yeah, right. I'm like, what would we do if our boss just stopped coming in every day?
That's when the group was finally informed that their boss had called in saying he had COVID.
Oh, no.
And he wasn't able to work at the moment. So that was really shocking news. And the whole office started to send him get well soon letters.
Yeah.
They sent flowers and care packages to his house, made sure not to bother him with work stuff.
Right.
But fast forward 3 weeks later.
Okay.
Still no word from their boss.
Whoa, he must have got it bad.
And the team's fallen behind on project deadlines now. They need the boss's approval in order to move forward, and they can't get it.
Oh,
and everyone's starting to wonder, is it possible that the worst happened?
Oh, no.
Like, did COVID claim
him? I mean, do we put that in the comments, or do we, I don't really want to.
I mean, you put yourself in that situation. Your boss is MIA for weeks. It's complete chaos at work. You have no leadership. You're working overtime and on weekends just trying to keep your company afloat.
Jeez. Well, you would think you would have heard from their family or something, in the recovery,
right? They could still email you, no offense.
Or
dying. Remind me not to get a terrible sickness around
Alexis.
Like,
you're not on your phone to email.
So 5 weeks goes by.
Five weeks?
6 weeks goes by.
What?
Seven.
Oh, okay, now
still
it's
no
bad.
Word.
Now he, better be dead at this point.
Better?
I'm like, bro, it's 2 months. You can't say anything?
After 8 weeks, finally, their boss reappears.
Okay. He just comes back?
He logs on to one of their morning Zoom meetings and acts nothing's happened.
That's so weird.
Hey, good morning, everyone. What's
totally chill.
Weird looks on your face.
Yeah.
Did you get a good sleep last night?
Okay, I mean, I guess some people are really private about their medical stuff, right? Maybe he didn't want to discuss it.
He just glosses over the COVID thing when they bring it up, saying oh, yeah, that was brutal. But glad to be feeling better.
Oh.
Happy to be back. Let's get to work, huh?
That was brutal to have a 2-month-long sickness?
Wow.
Okay.
But the weirdest part, Granite says, is his boss didn't look like he'd just gone through a 2-month-long battle with a respiratory virus.
Okay. Like, he wasn't, skinny and sickly.
No, actually, he looked really well-rested and well-fed.
Oh, no.
Also, suspiciously tan. But what can they do at this point? They just move forward. Everyone kind of forgets about it.
Yeah.
He's like, that's what happens when you have a constant fever.
Yep.
Yeah. It just burned my skin. Little shade.
Seared into a golden brown. But then 5 months later.
5 months later.
Granite's sister sends him a TV commercial for a brand new reality show that she found online.
And my gosh.
She says, hey, is this guy a friend of yours? I swear I've seen him and you together before.
What?
And lo and behold, there's his boss in the trailer for this reality dating show.
He was filming?
And Granite realizes his boss has been lying about having COVID for weeks so he could go out and film this thing.
Wow.
I mean, because what are you going to do? You're going to go to corporate and be like, okay, listen, I know we're in the middle of a really important project, but I just got a chance of a lifetime with Love Island.
Oh my gosh.
I would do the same for Love Island.
I mean, work. It would go over in our industry, but in regular people world.
Oh, yeah. That's a big no-no. So at this point, Granite has kind of a choice to make. What do I do with this information? Do I let this go?
Report him to corporate?
Yeah, tell my coworkers, corporate, what I found.
Blackmail him for money.
Most importantly, if I want to tell everybody, how do I tell them?
Oh.
Wow, this is very interesting now.
I don't know, but Granite sounds like my type of man. What is he going to do?
Well, that's when Granite had an epic idea. What if I don't tell them? And instead, I throw a surprise online viewing party.
Stop it.
My God, I love this guy.
And so he invites everybody in the company, minus his boss, to join a social Zoom event. And didn't tell them exactly what it was for.
Just like a new, hey, come watch this new TV show with me.
Yeah, and so all the employees show up for this social event online, and he does a screen share of the reality show.
Oh, my God.
And so when it starts, they're introducing all the contestants that are going to be on it, and everybody in the company recognizes the boss. And finally,
did he change his name at all?
No, they use his name, and they all clue in where he was for those 8 weeks that he claimed he had COVID.
No way.
You'd start doing the back math. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And Granite says the best part of the whole thing was that you could tell from the episode their boss was being labeled as the bumbling idiot of the show.
Even better.
And so Now the whole company knows, and the very next day, Granite's boss got fired. Somebody else on the team got promoted, and now they say the team chemistry is better than ever.
Dude, that is beautiful. That is a beautiful story, yeah. Jeffrey. Finally, someone in the world got what they deserved.
Exactly.
It doesn't happen very often. I'll tell you, especially in corporate.
That's true.
I'm with it.
Oh, here we go.
Gosh, I'm actually feeling kind of sick, guys.
Are you?
Okay.
I may need to take a few weeks off here.
I'm going to tell you, no love reality show wants you.
What is it,
That was mean.
I was just going to say Bachelor casting, but...
Get your phones app coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If you order something online, like a piece of furniture, and they mess up on the delivery once, shame on them.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you reorder from the same place and it happens again, shame on you.
Ooh, is that how the saying's going now? Uh-oh.
But if it happens a third time,
oh my God.
Why would it?
Shame on us.
Oh.
Because it's probably a prank phone call.
I see.
And that's exactly what happens with one woman who's already told her husband that they had better get her furniture delivery right this time.
Uh-oh.
Or else she's gonna lose it. And she does. In your brand new phone tap.
Okay.
That's happening right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, this is Lenny calling from Moving Services. Good morning. Is this Melissa?
Yeah, this is she.
Oh, great. Hey, I have your couch here, and I'm pretty close to your place, so I just want to let you know I'm on the corner of 90th Avenue and Spring.
Okay, so you're close. I'll go outside so you know which place it is.
Oh, well, hold on. Before you do that, how do you feel about maybe meeting me here, and then you can take it the rest of the way?
What do you mean?
You know, like, you can drive to me, and then you can just take the couch and take it on with you.
No, I need it delivered to my house.
Okay, yeah, no, that sounds good. And if you meet me here, then you can deliver it to your house, you see? I'll even help you put it in the truck. Do you have a truck?
What?
I have a dolly.
What is going on? I paid for you to deliver my couch.
I mean, I wish I could, but legally I can't.
What?
Technically, I cannot.
What are you talking about?
Look, I need to explain something to you. I kind of, sort of have a, what are they called? A court-issued ankle bracelet.
A what?
Yeah, an ankle bracelet. You know, so...
What is your problem?
My problem is that your place is a few blocks outside of where I'm allowed to go.
You have an ankle bracelet like you're like a criminal?
Well, no, I'm not a criminal.
Oh my God.
I'm like a, you know, used to be. I'm like a happy reformed.
Are you serious?
It's not that dramatic. God. No, it's not. Oh my God. It's
you
very.
You know how long I've waited for this delivery? Your ankle bracelet is not my problem. I'm frustrated with this whole situation. This is ridiculous. This would only happen to me.
Hold on, though. Look, listen, I'm trying to tell you, I'm a glass half full kind of guy, and I am a hard worker, ma'am. I'm willing to do anything we can to get you this couch delivered, okay?
Yeah, just bring it to my house.
I would do that, but I'd probably serve about 10 years at least if I did, so I can't.
It's so funny.
Can't really.
Your problem is not my problem. You need to take care of this. I don't care if you have to hire someone else.
Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Wait, I just got an idea. Hold on. Hey, kids, you guys want to make some money?
What?
Hey, no, come over here to my van. Yeah, $10 each, Steve. No, hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
What the hell are you doing?
God, they ran off. Stupid kids.
What is wrong with you? You just offered kids money to come into your van? And you have an ankle? Oh, my God.
No wonder they seem scared. Those kids, they were fast. They ran right away, huh? I didn't even think of
seriously,
that.
Seriously, you need to figure something out. I took time off work for this delivery.
Okay.
You're an idiot.
Let me think. Hold on. I can do this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I got it. If I go southeast, I can get pretty close, actually. Yeah, because of the radius I'm allowed.
Whatever.
Hold on.
Whatever. Just do it.
Okay. Just let me look up the directions. Hold on my GPS. Oh,
what now?
Well, I just looked at the other route I was going to take, and there's a school. And I can't do that either for other reasons I can't legally
say. You can't go near a school? What did you do?
Well, I would tell you more, but it's a long story. And if you knew what I had gotten into, that would have made the thing I said about the van earlier really funny.
It's not funny to me. What is your manager's name? You are an idiot, and I can't handle talking to you anymore.
Okay. I actually, I don't want to confuse you. I have two managers. One's name is Brooke, and one name is Jeffrey.
What?
You may know them as Brooke and Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, because you're actually on the air with us right now.
What?
This is a prank phone call.
Oh, my.
Your husband Trevor set you up.
He did this?
Yeah, he said your couch delivery got messed up the first two times, so he was like, she's going to be on edge about this couch, man.
He's right. I told him if they messed up, I was going to go ballistic.
Honestly, I would help deliver the couch. I just can't lift anything over 3 pounds. That's not a doctor's order. I'm just very weak. Okay. Well, you're laughing now, and this is the true part. This is the real part of the phone call.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
If you just finished a great first date, mm-hmm. and like, you know, it went well, what do you do to celebrate that?
Oof.
Do you immediately call your ex and start gloating?
What?
It's kind of a sad look, but yeah. Okay.
No.
Do you Google engagement rings?
Oh, no, definitely don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay, do you guys hook up with somebody else in the bar just to prove that you don't owe them anything?
No.
It's not the worst option.
Yeah, okay.
I'll just text one of my homies, like, I just went on a great date. I'm happy.
Oh, and then hook up with them.
No.
Okay. Well, one of our listeners thought it'd be nice to send a little flirty text to her date about an hour after they hung out.
Oh, that's a good move. Yeah.
Back to the date. Okay.
Yeah, but the message that she got back in response was just three letters.
Ooh.
That was it.
Huh.
But those three letters threw the entire evening off.
Whoa.
And left her feeling extremely confused about what just happened.
Jeez.
So what did he say? And I guess more importantly, why did he say it?
Yeah.
We're going to find out when we do your brand new second date update next.
Second date update.
Sometimes with a bad first date, there's one moment that you can look back on and say, that was it.
Yeah.
That was where I messed everything up.
Yeah.
And for me, each date has about 14 of those moments. Is it when I did the full reenactment of the movie Garden State? Was that it? Or was it when my zipper got caught in the sushi conveyor belt?
How?
I still go with Garden State for some reason.
Why were you that close to the
You know why.
He likes sashimi.
So too much.
Well, one of our listeners says that she knows that she made a huge mistake one moment, and she's regretting it today. That's why she's asking for our help.
Uh-oh.
Her name's Jessica. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Hey, you guys.
Jessica,
before you let us know, I just want to say sometimes it's good to only have one giant bad thing go wrong, because at least you can pinpoint what went wrong.
Yeah. Did you have a sushi conveyor belt incident, too?
There was no sushi involved.
Good.
Oh, man.
That was Sobby Burns.
Tragedy avoided. What happened with this guy? What's his name?
So I went out with Vince.
Okay.
And how do you know Vince? How'd you guys meet?
It was online, so it was kind of, you know, like a first sort of blind date online.
Yeah.
And it was good.
It was
nice. We had a really good vibe. And
Well, we'll play a song. We'll come back.
Jeff.
Oh, we should hear more about it, huh?
I mean, were you shocked that it was going that well?
I totally was. I had kind of low expectations, but I don't know. He was humble and cool and fun, and we're having a good time. The problem is, because I have these low expectations, I kind of sort of accidentally double booked myself that night.
Oh. Wait, like with another date or with a party or something?
No, it was another date.
Oh, girl.
Oh,
I like that you have options.
Okay.
But why two in the same night?
I just figured we'd eat and be like, okay, thanks, that was fun, bye, and then that would be it. Because that's kind of been my experience.
Was Vince aware that you had two dates going on that night?
He was not.
Okay.
He was not. And, you know, looking back, I mean, that's the moment. Like, I should have canceled.
Oh.
Because I lost track of time. And when I realized, I was like 20 minutes away from the second date. And I was like, oh, shoot. So I had to wrap things up really fast. He was like, oh, we're done? And I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I got to go. And I Venmo'd him some money for the, like, half a bill, you know, because I didn't want to just be like, thanks, nice. Bye.
Wait, did you actually leave before the bill came?
Well, like, it had just gotten there.
Yeah.
But, like, you didn't let him, like, walk you out to your car or anything like that?
No, I had to run.
Oh man.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, just as a guy having to sit there and watch your date, like, bolt on you.
Yeah, before you even finish, like, totally paying the bill, and then they Venmo you, which is, feels it like business transaction-y, right?
Yeah, and I think he could tell that something was going on, because he was asking me, are you okay? Like, did I do something? Or, you know, and I was trying to tell him, no, it's not you. You're great. This is good. I just, something personal came up. I gotta run.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I feel like I would almost prefer a girl to sneak out on me.
Yeah.
Rather than like collect yourself frantically be like, okay, sorry, I gotta go, bye.
No, you just reschedule. You should have been honest and just said, look, I have something going on. I want to give you my full attention. You know, it's like a job interview. You don't want the person interviewing you being like, okay, just tell me about yourself real quick. I gotta go.
Yeah, based on your profile picture and your interests, I had very, very low expectations of you coming into this. I never, ever thought this was gonna go like this. But sorry, bye.
And the bad thing is I'm guessing the second date went terribly, because we're not calling the second date for a second date update. We're calling the first dude.
Oh, yeah. What happened with guy number two?
Yeah, guy number two was a no-show.
Oh,
after all that.
Stop it. I would feel so foolish at that point.
Oh, I did. I waited an hour at the bar for this guy, and I just felt like the biggest fool. And so after my hour of waiting, I texted Vince, and I was like, hey, so I cleared that up. If you're still out, I'd love to hang out some more. Kind of try to smooth it over. And he texted me back, LOL.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, he is not
and
feeling
that was it.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that's all you guys have talked since?
Yeah, I tried texting him one other time, and he didn't respond. So I was like, okay, I'm going to leave it alone. I don't want to pester him. But I'm feeling really, really bad about it. And I'm hoping it's something that I could kind of come back from.
I don't know. If you tell him the truth, it makes you sound bad. Like, hey, I'm only calling you back because this guy stood me up, or I would have.
No,
I think the whole thing doesn't rub me right. You
but
know?
You can explain it as, like, you made a mistake. He's dating. Like, he gets it. Like, it's hard. It's hard to make decisions. It always feels like the more you date, the more options you'll have or something. I don't know.
I wouldn't want a date to leave me for another date.
Yeah.
No, I mean, nobody would. Nobody would. But do we have to tell him that part?
No, that's why I think we don't.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to go in planning to not tell him.
Yes.
But you know what? If it slips out, then it slips out.
You do this sometimes. Don't let it slip out, Jeff.
Every once in a while, somebody wants what they can't have.
Yeah.
And if he thinks that she's wanted by a lot of other people, that's not necessarily.
Oh, so we're gonna play some games?
Actually, I don't know.
Maybe we should say it wasn't just one extra date. Maybe it was 20 extra dates, and none of the other guys could match up to Vince.
And they were all rich and famous.
That's right. And Vince was better than all of them. We're gonna play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Vince, and we'll try and get you your second date update. Okay, Jessica?
All right.
Hold on. The saying is, nice guys finish last.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But that's not always true. Sometimes they don't even get to finish dinner before their date ducks out on you for a hotter guy.
Yeah, that's more accurate. Ouch.
Sorry for the low blow there, Jessica, but that is what she did to a great dude that she was with named Vince. She had to leave early to go meet up with another guy. And what happened? Other guy no-showed.
Karma.
And the thing is, Jeffrey, if you liked Vince more, you would have booked his date second.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
She would have done that.
Yeah. My initial, you wouldn't have put him first.
Because you could have ended the night no matter what.
But she went in with those low expectations. So, Jessica, I want you to know we are going to try our very best here. But even though we're enjoying ourselves, we have another phone call booked with a possibly better, hotter listener in 10 minutes. So we're going to try and make this quick, okay?
All right. But really, really, please, if we can not tell him about the other date.
Okay.
Okay.
So why did you leave then? I mean, we're going to have to tell him something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Family emergency.
Right. Like, admit it's a family emergency and we just met. He doesn't have to know those details.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's the detail? Grandpa's sick? Like,
she said he didn't have to know the details.
He doesn't need to know.
But what if he asks? Like, oh my God, family emergency, is everyone okay? What do we say?
None of your business.
Oh, wow. Okay. Don't you talk about my family.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, we'll get defensive.
We're
going to
aggressive and vague.
Aggressive and big. I like it. Yeah. This is gonna go well, Jessica.
All right. So, we're ready. We're gonna dial Vince's phone number, try and get your second date update. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Vince?
This is him. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. My name's Jeff. I'm from a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What's up?
Okay.
Awkward.
There was awkward silence. I freaked out. I'm sorry.
Just say hello.
Okay.
Hey, Vince. We're all here.
What's going on? This is awkward.
It's a segment. Yep. It is an awkward segment that we do. It's called a second date update. We're calling on behalf of one of our listeners who went out on a date with you. Her name's Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She really liked you.
Really?
Yeah.
I know it doesn't seem like she liked you because she left the date in such a hurry, but that's just one of the things that she does when she really likes a guy. She
gets nervous.
She gets nervous and panics and leaves.
Oh, freaked out.
Mm-hmm. That does make sense. It's a problem.
Oh, so she told you guys what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she gave us a little recap of it. And she
actually felt bad about it?
Yeah.
I mean, she told us she didn't want to have to leave, but she didn't really have a choice.
Family emergency.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I just kind of doubt that's really the case.
What?
I mean, she texted you later, she said, just to let you know that she was, like, still interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did text me later. She wanted to, like, meet back up.
Yeah.
Right, and we heard you texted back kind of snarky, just LOL.
Yeah, I mean, I said that because it seemed like she had better things to do and she had somewhere else more important to be. Like, we were having a great time, we were eating, and she pretty much ended it in the middle of us eating and left.
Yeah, but that's not really fair to her because it could have been something that was totally out of her control.
Oh, really? So, I mean, you guys talked to her, so what did she say was out of her control?
She made a commitment that she had to follow through on.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, this sounds really general and vague, but.
Yeah, do you have a problem with that?
Yeah! We got families!
Vague and aggressive.
I don't know. I just mean it's kind of hard to believe considering the way that it sort of ended. Like,
wait,
I don't know. I just feel like.
So are you saying that you think she's lying?
Yeah, 100%. Well, I mean, this is the thing. Like, and, you know, I'll be completely honest with you guys, but I've had some trust issues from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And everything when we were talking seemed pretty good, the way that everything sounded, and she seemed pretty straightforward. But my trust issues kind of came into play, and I just wanted to sort of see, like, where her head was at. So I actually had one of my closest friends who is, you know, he's basically a model, but he is a model and looks, you know, really good looking dude. And so he actually matched with her. Uh-oh. And I had asked him, like, you know, why don't you schedule sort of like a date for the same day?
What? Oh my gosh.
I know this is crazy and, you know, this is like putting it all out there, but this is kind of why I feel so just really disappointed.
Hold on a second. So you already knew about the other date that she had scheduled?
Yeah, so he reached out and she already had a date scheduled with me.
Okay.
Dude, you set a trap for her.
Well, I didn't know that, to be honest, she would be that thirsty to hop on it the same day.
You had a model that matched with you and wanted to go out the same night, you're not telling me that you wouldn't book her still?
I actually would have just canceled the other date and gone out with the model.
Yeah. Or do two dates.
I mean,
I wouldn't want to, like, yeah, because then it kind of just felt like a pity date, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like this.
That's low, man. I just think that you're missing an opportunity. Like, if you could give her some grace here, like, you may actually find somebody who you really connect with and like.
The reason why I put the test out there was because she put on her profile, she's tired of the game, she's looking for something really meaningful, and I felt like we were aligning really well. I did, and that was why I was like, before I even, how serious are you? Or are you just another girl who puts it on her profile but really just wants to, you know?
I feel like maybe there is some truth to what she's saying there, because she clearly wants to connect with you because she's actually on the other line listening this entire time.
Well, that doesn't help trust issues.
Oh, man, there's more.
Yeah, she wants to talk to you right now, man.
Wait, she's listening to this whole thing?
Yeah, don't you trust her now? She's right there. Oh. Jessica?
Hi.
Awkward.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
How's it going, Jessica?
Not great. I feel really bad that I couldn't figure out like what I needed to do in that moment and make a better choice, but I feel really bad for you and those trust issues and the mind games, and that's a lot.
There's so much on both sides. Like, I think you both just hang up before we even get into this.
What? No, I'm gonna hear it.
It's just too much, you know?
I'm not embarrassed at all what I did. If anything, I feel like it gave me clarity on sort of where you stand and what you're looking for. And I get it. I get why you're feeling bad. But, like, at the end of the day, like, you could have easily just not gone on that date, or you could have canceled it, whatever. Yeah. You chose to do that. That's totally fine. You were set up. I know that's a little embarrassing, but I'm like, okay, that's fine. We don't have to waste each other's time.
I don't think that you can gauge in one date like what someone's all about and if they're really serious. Like I owed you nothing. Like, yeah. And I feel bad that I couldn't make the choice because I don't know. I wish I'd been more decisive, but I can be decisive right now and tell you that absolutely we don't need to bother with it because those mind games, I'm not interested.
Whoa.
You're already cutting it off now?
I can totally appreciate that. And to be honest, if it wasn't for the fact that you texted me back after you were stood up asking to hang out again, like that same night, I totally would have met up for a second date because, you know, I did feel a little about it, but the fact that you texted me back right away just kind of showed like how it felt that I was into you.
Kind of,
yeah.
I didn't want to be the one not showing up. I didn't want to be the no show because that sucks and I know what that feels like. So for whoever the other guy was, I didn't want to be that person. And when he didn't show up, I was relieved and I was like, cool, maybe Vince is still down. Maybe I can fix this.
Ooh.
This is messy.
You guys are both making
good
points.
Dude, that's a valid point on Jessica's part.
I can see where she's coming from. She's probably obviously, like she said, not interested, which is totally fine. I honestly don't have any hard feelings toward her. If I saw Jessica in the street and we said hello and talked, great.
You just sound a little aggressive still.
Yeah, you guys should just go out and like let your guards down a little bit.
Jessica, are you not going to apologize to Vince for ditching out in the middle of the date?
Why would she need to apologize?
She ended
the date, paid for half the dinner. It was the end of it. It's not like she'd left in the middle. Like, he should apologize for her.
Vince did apologize. He was like, I'm sorry if I set you up for the trap, but you were the one that scheduled another date right after me. Oh, it's not a real enough apology?
No, he didn't mean it at all. He said, I'm proud of what I did.
You know, what's this male model friend up to anyways? Yeah.
I haven't heard of Jessica apologize once.
I don't feel like I need to apologize.
Yeah.
I did not lie to him. I told him I needed to go. Well, I didn't owe him anything.
Yeah, and it's not your fault, Jessica, that his friend was hotter.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about the friend being hotter, you guys.
Kidding.
It sounds like we're not going to be able to get another date out of this for anybody, but did we at least learn an important life lesson from it all?
That online dating is a waste of time.
Oh!
No. Close. This show is a waste of time.
Oh!
But you know what? Thanks for playing.
That one hurt.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Michael Jackson's sequined glove.
Mm.
Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl nightgown.
Oh.
Hey.
Bon Jovi's light up neon comb from the Slippery When Wet tour.
Ooh,
that is one wet comb.
Okay.
Ew,
and
gross.
Slippery.
Still?
These items are all displayed at Hard Rock cafes around the world.
Oh,
yeah, cool.
I haven't opened one of those in years.
Wow. And
only the biggest music stars get the honor of having their stuff displayed inside one.
Yeah.
And yours truly just got asked to donate to their collection. Yes, thank you.
They must be hard
thank
up.
You.
Yeah, that's true, because there's not a lot of them.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of been a struggling business lately. But I got to say, it was hard to part with, but if you go to the Hard Rock in Botswana, you'll be able to see my very own eyebrow curling iron on display.
Oh.
It's right across from the family restroom in the back corner of the building.
Yes. I wondered how you got your eyebrows so
perfect.
You
do have nice brows.
Yeah.
Brows on fleek.
Not anymore because I had to donate the curling iron for
sorry,
it.
Sorry, sorry. That's straight now.
You know what? Now I'm a part of Hard Rock history.
Yay!
Botswana hard rock history.
There you go. I don't know how busy they're going to be. But
I'm going to make even more history with my brand new Song of the Week coming up at 8:10. All right, it's time for my new Song of the Week.
Okay.
All right.
And if you had to pick the Mount Rushmore of Halloween monsters, who would be up there? The werewolf, mummy,
vampire,
Frankenstein.
Oh, Frankenstein.
And the George Washington of them all would, of course, be Blobby from Hotel Transylvania 2.
Oh, I love him. He's so cute.
Yeah.
I was going to say Dracula.
Yeah,
no,
too,
you're missing out.
No, Blobby, when he got sick on that cruise ship and then he had to puke over the side.
Is that really in the movie?
I think that's the third one, but yeah.
Yeah.
So cute.
Jeff, don't you mess up your Hotel
There's so many great moments with Blobby.
Huh. He's so
but
good.
You know what? Let's just say that the builders couldn't get that done.
Okay.
Then
obviously the leader would be Count Dracula.
Ah,
yeah, now we're talking.
I mean, he's been around for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's actually the original movie monster.
He is, actually.
You're talking the Sesame Street Count Dracula.
No. You're talking about Count Von Count.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm talking about actual Dracula.
Get with it, bro.
Like, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, who are you talking about?
Bram Stoker. That's the guy who
wrote it. Oh, yes, the author.
Yeah.
Yes.
Book.
Yes, the 1800s author Bram Stoker, one
Only
of Brooke's
Brooke
favorites.
Brooke would know that.
Yeah,
you know, Dracula.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
I want to suck your blood.
He's been around forever, and in my opinion, I don't think we appreciate him quite enough. Because he's being overshadowed lately by some of the lesser monsters, like the minions.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm not going to stand for this anymore.
Okay.
I thought since Halloween's coming up, I wanted to give a musical shout-out to the blood-sucking, bat-loving, cape-wearing Slayer from Transylvania.
Whoa!
Yes.
My boy, Drac.
Okay.
Drac.
And that's why instead of singing Usher's Yeah,
what?
It's Young Jeffrey's Bleh.
Yes!
Bleh. I love it already. Yeah, I do.
This is for you, Dracula. I know you're probably not awake yet. It's too bright, but maybe a little later when it's dark.
He is like 900 years old. Give the guy a break.
I know. He needs some rest. So. All right. I'm going to point when I'm ready. Points. Things up. But down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bite you. Count Jeff.
I'm hungry, waking up in the nighttime. I need hemoglobin. It's like coffee to me. Black suit with the cape unfolding. I pop my collar in the moonlight in the Hot Topic clothing. It's Victorian chic. And I'm getting a craving to hit the town tonight and find me some blood. Whoa. Sneak up on a lady. The way I nibble on her opens a flood. And I'm drinking her up until I'm full and I say, blah, blah. Let me bite down on your capillary. Blah. I could slurp you up in the cemetery. Blah. Be my nightcap, a real Bloody Mary. Blah. One pint of you better than Ben and Jerry. Blah. I'm standing in a line now, got me waiting at the blood bank. Can I withdraw some
type B?
I'll sign a form if you need. Because I gotta keep it young now. I'm an old man, but I still look 40. No plastic surgery. No, check my new post. I made a dance on TikTok recently. Watch me change form into a bat. Do a moonwalk on the ceiling. Then I swoop low, poop like that. Back a human instantly. Do the vampire jab upon your neck. Transform you to one of me. And I say, blah, blah. As a vampire, yeah, I'm the OG. Blah, blah. Count Chocula just trying to clone me. Blah, blah. Edward Cullen swears he's my homie. Blah, blah. That pretty boy don't even know me. Screaming blah, 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 blah.
Watch out, ladies, I'm infamous. No one else is more carnivorous. And Blau got a smile that could take you down. Even Buffy can't slay when the fangs are out. Queen Maleficent came to my kissing booth. Walked out with a hickey and eternal you. Give me a minute and I'll be done with your throat. When push comes to suck, I'm the goat. You take the candy, I'll take your soul. Garlic is the vampire birth control. When I'm on the prowl, been kicking it with Harry Potter and his owl friend. Not sick, I don't catch disease. Lest I'm in the ball pit at a Chuck E. Cheese. Frankenstein and I are both undead. He's a scary looking freak, but a monster in bed. I'm like, blah, blah, don't care if it's Friday 13. Blah, blah, every night for me feels like it's Halloween. Blah, blah, got the kind of lust that's cold and bloody. Blah, blah, when the sun comes up, back to my coffin screaming. Blah, 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 blah. Hear it back, watch your back. Count Jeff got the fangs to make a lady go. Hear a bat, now watch your back. Batman got nothing on my castle like. Hear a bat, watch your back. Transylvania bout to take a bite of yo. No plaque, that's a fact. I got a dental plan that was affordable.
Those are very old fangs.
Those are,
and
yeah,
still very pearly white.
You gotta have somebody that can take care of those teeth for
those
you.
Are so good.
Alexis wants to date Dracula now.
I want to see him on TikTok. I want to see him trolling the Twilight characters.
Yeah.
I
mean, he
all
wouldn't have been Team Edward.
No, no, at all.
So shout out to Dracula today. Text into 78592. Tell us what you thought about the
yeah
song of the week,
yes,
or if you can name one monster sexier.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I dare you.
Yeah.
But we're going to have this video up a little bit later on Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok, on Instagram, yes, on all our socials, at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We're still getting texts into 78592 about my new song of the week.
Yes!
And if you missed it, instead of singing the hit 2004 song from Usher called Yeah,
oh,
I sang my own version called Blah! In honor of the OG monster who started everything, Count Dracula.
Yeah!
Oh my God,
I mean,
so
Blah!
Good. Yeah.
One text came in, 78592, it says, I think you forgot one major thing about the new age Dracula, Jeff. Nowadays, any old human wouldn't do. He would only bite locally sourced free-range people who were grass-fed.
You know, though, it's thoughtful.
It is.
Count Dracula trying to make a difference in sustainability in the world.
True.
It only brings a sex appeal up, if you ask me. Another text came in that said, your song was okay.
Oh,
I just need to know if the morning show team is Team Jacob or Team Edward.
Oh, dude, Team Jacob all the way.
Team Harry Potter.
Edward sucks.
Yeah. I think Jose is really big on Taylor Lautner's abs.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
That's Team Jacob.
Okay, great. I never saw it.
Jose's playing coy right now.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to give it away.
I still have no idea.
I saw the poster in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Wait, I was
Sure.
You were in his bedroom?
Yeah, you were in my bedroom? What the heck?
Okay, next thing.
I got to install cameras out there.
Now it officially got scary in the studio.
Yeah, now I'm creeped out.
But if you like the song, if you missed it, or if you want to share it with a special feng shui friend.
Ooh.
You can hit up our socials.
Feng shui friend?
I think so. Oh, feng shui.
Oh,
yeah,
feng shui.
That's what I meant
feng
to say.
Shui.
Feng shui.
You messed up your own joke.
Yeah. Well,
like furniture arranged in a nice way.
Welcome to Brooke and Jeffrey.
I'm no Dracula. You can hit up our socials at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Win Brooke's box.
About a minute before we came on, Brooke went, ugh, are we done yet?
Show's almost done.
And we have an hour left. There's a whole hour of show left. Can you pull
it
together?
Can you make it, Brooke, for the listeners?
I guess.
Do it for them, Brooke.
Well, we're going to be playing a first-timer to win Brooke's bucks, ooh, Ben from Woodinville, who says a lot of people who call in don't seem to know anything.
Oh, wow, Ben.
Which he's right about.
Welcome, Ben.
Well, it's a little surprising. I don't know if they're trying to embarrass themselves or what.
Yeah.
Oh.
We need a player like you, Ben, because Brooke is going for 20 wins in a row today.
That's pretty impressive. She's pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you lose, Ben, are you going to regret the words that you just said?
Well, I never said, like, I knew everything. I just feel like they know nothing.
Yeah.
playing the odds here.
Kind of the same, but whatever.
I'm actually interested. I wonder who's going to win now.
Me too. I feel good about Ben's chances here. We're going to send Brooke out of the studio while that happens. You know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I am ready, sir.
All right, man. Here we go. Good luck. Your time starts now. On this day in 1962, what president demanded that Cuba disarm and remove all Soviet missiles?
Franklin D. Roosevelt.
The Big Island is the largest of the Hawaiian Islands. What's the second biggest?
Oahu.
Jordan Sparks was the youngest person to win American Idol. How old was she?
18.
Osteoporosis primarily affects what part of the body?
Hands.
In America, how much money is in a standard roll of nickels?
$2.
Occurring in June, what's the name for the longest day of the year?
That's summer solstice.
All right. Blaze through his questions. Well done, Ben. We're going to bring
Brooke. I think I got like several of those wrong, though.
No, but he's right. His pacing. He got so many questions in.
It's all about,
it's
the pacing.
On.
And Brooke, you missed it. He did say that he thinks he got a bunch wrong, but at least he got a bunch in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you could just drop the ball a little bit, that'd be very helpful. It's really expensive to live in Woodinville.
Yeah. I bet, dude.
He's at $100. All right, Brooke. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. On this day in 1962, what president demanded that Cuba disarm and remove all Soviet missiles?
JFK.
The Big Island is the largest of the Hawaiian Islands. What's the second biggest?
Kauai.
Jordan Sparks was the youngest person to win American Idol. How old was she?
17.
Osteoporosis primarily affects what part of the body?
Your bones.
In America, how much money is in a standard roll of nickels?
How much money? 50 cents.
Occurring in June, what's the name for the longest day of the year?
Summer solstice.
We got our answers. Let's go to the scoreboard, see how you guys did with Jose.
Oh, I'm so bored. I have nothing to do.
We could get hammered.
Bolaños.
The story of all of our lives. Yeah. Ben, you got 2 correct today.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
But he got a bunch in. And Brooke, actually, you got the same amount in.
Yeah, but the studio laughed when I said 50 cents.
Yeah. Well, you don't even know what a nickel is anymore, Brooke.
Okay.
Anyway, last. Brooke, you got 4.
Okay. Sorry, Ben.
Yeah, I knew it. The bones, osteoporosis.
There it is.
Yep. Well, let's go over the answers here.
I don't even know when Franklin D. Roosevelt lived. I don't know where that came from.
You said FDR.
He was a solid guess, though. Well, let's go over the answers here. On this day in 1962, JFK demanded that Cuba disarm and remove all Soviet missiles, known as the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, man.
Come on, Bay of Pigs.
The Big Island is the largest of the Hawaiian Islands. Second biggest would be Maui.
Oh.
Jordan Sparks was only 17 years old when she was the youngest person to win American Idol. Osteoporosis primarily affects the bones. There are $2 in a standard roll of nickels. And the name for the longest day of the year in June, that's summer solstice. So, Ben, I'm sorry. Can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do win a $25 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. And with wings, games, and beer, it's the place to find a sticky joystick without visiting my man cave.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Although, Ben, you're welcome in my man cave any day.
You know, we'll think about that.
Yeah, okay. Are you sure? You stay away from the sticky joysticks, though.
Okay.
They're everywhere.
Or just, you know, lean
in. You guys should talk off air.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I think.
But we appreciate you, Ben. Make sure you call back and try and beat Brooke again, all right?
Well, yeah, you know, not everyone can afford to go to Hawaii, you know?
So Brooke knows.
I got that question wrong, Ben.
Brooke's like, how much for a roll of bitcoins?
Yeah. That's what I have.
All right, thanks for playing, Ben. We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.